Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Cougar Vinyl. I'm Mason Vasquez. I hope you're all staying dry today. It's a nice rainy day. I really enjoy rainy days. I really like rain. I feel like in music and movies, rain has a very, we naturally tend to put symbolism on a lot of things in nature. Rain is just one of those things that kind of has a lot of connotations to it, whether it's a metaphor for bad times and hard times that eventually go away, or something beautiful and to be admired. And that's what we're going to be looking at today, is songs for the rain. So if you're driving, commuting, or staying dry in your home, just throw this on and listen to some good rain music. I want to start off today with a Jimi Hendrix song. It's probably not very well known, but it's really interesting, and it kind of shows his diversity as a musician. This is from his final studio album, Electric Ladyland. This is called Rainy Day, Dream Away. That is absolutely characteristic, Jimi Hendrix. Just a incredibly well-orchestrated, bluesy kind of song with some jazz influences, and you can hear that tenor sax in there, which is a not common for Jimmy, but I think it's a good touch for a song like that. We're going to move into a song about rain, A Rainy Afternoon, by a sax player and a flute player, Frank West. This is a nice little song for people who kind of envision what kind of jazz music you'd hear with rain. This is pretty much what you'd be thinking of. So this is Rainy Afternoon by Frank West from 1960. Thank you. Song that paints a very vivid picture of contemplating and pondering the rain that you're witnessing. Absolutely beautiful, and it's one of those songs that really can express the slow kind of beauty of rain on a nice afternoon to laze on or take shelter. Hope everybody's staying dry out there. Next song I'm going to play is a Beatles song. It was the B-side of their Paperback Writer record. It came out in 1966. Or their single, rather. This is a very interesting song. A lot of people don't know about this song. It's upsetting because it's a pretty good song. I believe it was written to be about the people complaining about rain all the time. But here is Rain by the Beatles.
Yeah.
All right, that was Rain by the Beatles. It's a very obscure track for a lot of people who only listen to a lot of the mainstream tracks by the Beatles. But it's a shame. It's a very good one. It was one of the first Beatle tracks to, I believe, use the backtracking. So John Lennon would sing the melody and they played it backwards at the end there. If you notice, that did not sound like English. It's because it was backwards. All right. Next song I want to play is a absolutely beautiful song, and it was actually written when George Harrison told them, "Hey, you guys don't play enough ballads. You're just playing a lot of hard rock stuff." And well, as opposed to creating a traditional ballad, they created one of the most beautifully orchestrated rock songs of all time. This is off their 1973 record, Houses of the Holy. This is The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin.
Summer of my smile. Free from me. Keep
Sorry about that. I have no idea what happened. Technical difficulties. I'm going to put the song back on. Sorry about that. With your eyes. It is to you. I feel this too. Ain't so hard to recognize. Oh. These things are clear to all. Sorry about that weird thing that happened in the middle. I'm not sure what happened. Some other thing popped up while I was recording. Regardless, that song is beautiful, and it symbolizes a lot of concept of change with seasons and kind of what we're going through. Is today is going to be my last show in the summertime. On Tuesday, I'll be doing an autumn show. It's my first show of the fall. And this afternoon at 6, I'll be doing a farewell to summer type of show. And I feel like that's one of the things that rain can do, is bring change and cleanse and move us forward. I just got two flash flood warnings. I hope everybody is staying safe and dry. Just be safe, guys. The weather here is always unpredictable, so stay dry, be safe. This next song is using rain as a symbol to talk about kind of the deluge of everyday life, the kind of pouring on of bad times, and it's a nice little thing given the Paul McCartney touch. This is Too Much Rain by Paul McCartney from 2005. So, despite all that rain, just know it's going to clear up one day. You know, you got to learn to laugh, smile. That's a really great song. I love Paul McCartney. I think everybody does. He has a very, very unique way of writing music, and it's just it's very nice to hear his voice. This next song is a John Coltrane track off of his 63 album, Impressions. Half of it's live, half of it is a studio recording. This particular song is a studio recording, and there are only four songs on it. So this is one of two that's from the studio. A lot of albums I can think of do that. Notably, Umma Gumma by Pink Floyd, where it's a double album. One disc is live and one is studio recording. It's kind of interesting when albums do that. Just heard thunder. Be careful out there, guys. Stay dry. Here is John Coltrane. Thank you. an absolutely beautiful piece or a chart by John Coltrane. This sort of lament and hope that the rain is going to end, the lament for the dry time, or maybe the lament that the rain is over, depending on your experience with the rainfall that had previously occurred. Next song is a CCR tune. If you don't know, Creedence Clearwater Revival. I'll be referring to them as CCR. This is a track that came out in, I think, 1967. It is it's not Have You Seen the Rain. If you've heard CCR and you're wondering, it's another one. Have You Seen the Rain is about the bombs falling on Vietnam War. And Who'll Stop the Rain is a little more ambiguous in what the rain is. So I feel like it's a little more applicable to the situation. Although Have You Seen the Rain is also an excellent track by them. Anyway, here's Who'll Stop the Rain by CCR. That's a nice little song with an ambiguous message. What the rain means to you might be generational, whatever you're feeling at the time. I guess in the time it came out, it would be interpreting the Vietnam War or the everything that was happening in that moment in history. Now you can apply it to the rain, I guess. It's coming down pretty hard. A lot of thunder. Again, if you're just tuning in or you didn't hear, there is a flood warning. Everybody be careful. Stay safe, stay dry. This next song is a classic song in general, but it's a very classic rain song. When I was in high school, you know, a lot of my friends played it when it was raining, kind of as a joke. Here is The Doors, one of their biggest songs, one of their longest songs. Very well known, very loved. This is the last song on their last album to feature lead singer and writer Jim Morrison. This is 1971's Riders on the Storm. Thank you.
storm, riders of the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road, his brain is squirming like a toad. Take a long holiday, let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road, yeah. Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. Thank you.
I know what you're thinking. No, those rain songs are not, that rain sounds are not part of the song. That was from the studio itself. From the rain outside. No, I'm kidding. Funny thing enough, you can, on a demo track of that, song, you can hear Jim Morrison singing it, about to start it, and he just kind of goes, let's add some thunder noises. And that's kind of where they started adding the thunder from that. That song is about an experience Jim Morrison had as a child when he saw a car accident or a car wreck on the side of the highway when he was driving with his parents when he was little. And it was bloody and crazy, and it was a Native American on the road out scattered bleeding, which he said defined his entire life and kind of artistry. All right, this next song is from a Simon and Garfunkel record from 1966. It's a nice little tune, kind of about how the hard times aren't really as bad as you'd think. It's called Flowers Never Bend with the Rain.
Through the corridors asleep, past shadows dark and deep, my mind dances and leaps in confusion. I don't know what is real, I can't touch what I feel, and I hide behind the shield of my illusion. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. Mirror on my wall casts an image dark and small, but I'm not sure at all it's my reflection. I'm blinded by the light of God and truth and right, and I wander in the night without direction. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall. No matter if you're born to play the king or pawn, for the line is thinly drawn between joy and sorrow. So my fantasy becomes reality, and I must be what I must be and face tomorrow. So I'll continue to pretend my life will never end, and flowers never bend with the rainfall.
So here again we see some themes of rain being a negative influence on us, and pretending that whenever the metaphorical rain falls, we're not hurt by it. And we are, but we always change and get through it. Next song here, I said I wasn't going to do it, but my friend, my buddy up in New York at a culinary school has recommended this. This is from my friend Colt. If you're still listening, this is Have You Ever Seen the Rain by CCR.
Calm before the storm. I know it's
All right, that's a classic song. Along with Riders on the Storm, a lot of people played that when it was raining when I was in high school as well, kind of as a joke. There you go, Colt. That was from my friend again up in New York. That song is apparently John Fogerty wrote it about the bombs falling in Vietnam, and you'd look up and it would be rain, the bombs, and you'd see them through the sunny day because it wasn't like actual rain. Very upsetting for the time. And again, more symbolism of rain being a negative thing. Now we've seen it in a lot of different facets. Nothing extremely positive yet. More just making something good of a bad situation. Really, the only one I could think of is the Rain song, where it talks about moving and changing. Even that could sometimes be seen as somewhat negative with a positive effect at the very end. This next song, I'm going to take it down a bit. Here's a jazz track by Freddie Hubbard. Playing a song as a cover. This is Freddie Hubbard's cover of Here's That Rainy Day, which is a standard. Bill Evans does it. Wes Montgomery does it. A lot of people do it. Here's a Freddie Hubbard's cover of it. Thank you. There's That Rainy Day. That was Freddie Hubbard's 1971 cover of Here's That Rainy Day. Another great song. Freddie Hubbard definitely has a very, very excellent tone. Very similar to Miles Davis in that it's breathy and airy, but stylistically, Freddie Hubbard is vastly, wildly different than Miles Davis. Both excellent trumpet players. This next song is called It's Raining Again by Supertramp from 1982. Symbolism there. It's raining again, you know, you just kind of wait it out a lot of bad things happen at one time, sort of an on-pouring of whatever, and sun's gonna come again, you know. Very characteristic of Supertramp sound, especially that sax. Well, a lot of people were using saxophone in the early 80s, late 70s, early 70s to an extent. That's a very characteristic sound of the coming in early 80s. It's very characteristic of Supertramp sound. That was off their 1982 record, Famous Last Words. This next one is a cover by one of my favorite female vocalists. This is Norah Jones covering a Randy Newman song live. This is I Think It's Going to Rain Today from her 2005 live album, Higher Ground. Norah Jones. Alright, that was Norah Jones covering I Think It's Going to Rain Today by Randy Newman. Lyrically, that song is very painfully crushing. it's from the perspective of a homeless individual who is lacking in support from his fellow man. And to make matters worse, he thinks it's going to rain that day. Very well written, and I like Randy Newman on his own as well. He's a very good songwriter. This next track is the closing song off of Eric Clapton's solo debut. This is his 1970 tune, Let It Rain. Again, that was Let It Rain by Eric Clapton on the last track on his debut record, 1970, of his same name, Eric Clapton. That's a little different in the theme than what we've been listening to earlier today, is that the rain seems to symbolize love, and him being in the rain and being rained on is accepting affection and love for those who are trying to love you back. Ending on a positive note, along with Let It Rain, I'd like to play one more song. It is also a closing track. This is the closing track off of The Who's second rock opera, Quadrophenia, following the journey of a young mod, a British mod in the early 1960s. This is the closing track, and it represents change and being washed over and accepting of love and your identity and destiny. So, this is Love Rain Over Me, one of the greatest songs ever recorded, very powerful. Closing off today's show and The Who's 1973 double album rock opera, Quadrophenia. This is Love Rain Over Me. Sorry about that again. Another disturbance. We have a rotator going behind the window I'm using, and it overlapped it. Next time we're gonna fix that. That was "Love Rain Over Me," one of the greatest songs ever recorded. So powerful, a great way to end that rock opera, which compared to their previous one, Tommy, just has better music, I think, and it's just so powerful, and it's a great display of Daltrey's vocals, one of the best. He's one of the best rock vocalists, and he doesn't seem to get a lot of attention for it, and he really should. All right, that concludes my show today, guys. Thanks for listening. Stay dry, stay safe. Come back at 6. I'll be doing maybe some more rain stuff, and I'll be closing off my summer shows, and I'll be starting autumn shows on Tuesday. We're going to be playing some good summer-themed songs, like "Summertime," "In the Summertime" by Mungo Jerry, if you're familiar, and some stuff along those lines. So I'm Mason Vasquez. This is Cougar Vinyl on CougarRadio.com, the only place you can hear classic rock and jazz together on Cougar Radio. All right, spin some records. Put those phones down and figure out what really happens. I'll see you guys tonight, 6. Thank you for listening.